That sounds like a cash customer. That's your service, boy. Well, what'll it be? One sack of hotcakes?
Mm-hmm.
With plenty of butter?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of syrup?
Mm-hmm.
One sack of hotcakes coming up. Nice?
Nice.
You like?
I like.
More butter?
More butter.
More syrup?
More syrup.
Nice?
Very nice.
Plenty of butter?
Plenty of butter.
Plenty of syrup?
Plenty of syrup.
Good?
Very good.
You like?
I like.
Okay?
Okay.
More butter?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Insomnia Radio. Good, I like.
I got a big house and it sits up on a hill. I got a big house and it sits up on the hill. It sucks just like a cave, 'cause I do not pay the bill. I bought a gold watch and it shines just like the sun. I bought a gold watch and it shines just like the sun. I wore it in the rain, now it does not want to run. I got a long car and I drive it every day. I got a long car and I drive it every day. I woke up in the morning, the man done took my car away.
Down to you 10 times more. bad times have come to pass. So just relax in the comfort of your mind. The grin is thrown across your face is condescending, for it's time to make sense of what you've tried.
Hey gang, welcome back to the Year in Review on Insomnia Radio. This is episode 117, looking back on June 2006. In June, Insomnia Radio Baltimore launched. Insomnia Radio UK launched with Phil Coyne from Bit Jobs for the Masses behind the microphone. We did a cool album interview and listening party type of thing with the band 1986 from New York. Insomnia Radio was lucky enough to produce a 1,000-run compilation CD that we distributed at the Bonnaroo Music Festival. And perhaps not so big, Apple celebrated 1 year of podcasting in iTunes. And how did they celebrate? By posting a splash page full of huge nonsense corporate podcasts who didn't even exist in the beginning. So, what do we hear at the top of the show? It was Chris Jurgensen with House on the Hill. He is an awesome, awesome singer-songwriter, blues guitarist, now living in Japan. So check him out by heading over to insomniaradio.net and clicking on the link for him. He's got a few free MP3 tracks as well, if I'm not mistaken. And after that was the first of two tracks by 1986. That one is called Laughing. And you can check them out at 1986music.com. And we're going to keep the music going. The next song is by Arma Secreta, and it's called Sieg Debris. And after that, The Shakes with Liberty Jones.
Yeah. works in the shop that she owns, listens to music like swing. When there's no customers in, drinks 'cause she don't like to drive, takes a siesta at 5, empties her thoughts out of sight, to the river at night. Liberty, you're so free, why don't you come?
The Shakes with Liberty Jones here on Insomni Radio, episode 117. And before that, Arma Secreta with Sag Debris from, I'm not sure what album it is from. They've got a couple out there. But as always, of course, you can check out their links and free MP3s and for money MP3s. I'm not much of a linguist today. I apologize. I got about 3 or 4 nights of sleep last night. So anyway, the Shakes are one of the very few success stories that we've seen in the podcasting world. Bands like unfortunately Brother Love and Chance and a few others that, oh, who were those girls? Well, that's how much of an impression they made on me. Anyway, I'm just hoping that in 2007 we can see more success stories and see a lot more of these independent bands really, really getting picked up with podcasting and maybe a little bit of the mainstream. I know I said it, but I think a lot of these groups really will not have a problem embracing success as long as they kind of, you know, hold fast to their indie roots. Some bands can, some bands can't. But I think the goal of any musician is just to be able to do what you love full time. And for some, it's staying in the indie world, and for some, it's you know, it's signing to a big record label. So, yeah, I don't feel like throwing too many opinions on you guys today, though. So let's keep going with the music. I found this next band courtesy of Insomnia Radio Baltimore. Tim and Don played it, I believe, on their first or second show, and it just reminded me of like classic Led Zeppelin, but really amplified. It's the Medications with Twine Time, and then we're going to hear Picket Line. And if you remember, Picket Line has that crazy mobile anywhere stage that they convert out of their van. It's really cool. Anyway, so here's the Medications with Twine Time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Picket Line with Dancin' here on Insomnia Radio. Show notes at Somnia Radio. At Somnia? What the hell is that? InsomniaRadio.net. Damn it. Man. All right. Anyway, please do, you know, maybe if you're listening to these episodes after Christmas and you got a little bit of extra cash burning a hole in your PayPal or your credit card, because I don't know anybody who even carries cash anymore. But, you know, go check out some of these bands' links on eMusic and other places, their own personal web stores, and buy a track or two, buy an album or two, and take some great music with you into 2007. Now, I don't want to, as you guys know, I don't necessarily enjoy announcing things before I can say for certain if they're going to happen, but I am recording this episode on GarageBand, and as you may or may not know, GarageBand allows you to record enhanced AAC podcasts. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. We'll see how it goes. Next up for you, Hopewell out of New York City with Calcutta.
And we're living in Calcutta with one foot in the
absolutely love those guys. It's Hopewell out of New York City with their track Calcutta. And man, I've only got one more song for you guys. This went by super fast. It's going to be our second song from 1986, the track that kicks off their debut album. It's going to be Mechanical Dreams to close the show right. And hey, if you got any feedback for me, jason@insomniaradio.net, or you can just leave some spam on the site at insomniaradio.net. I've been fighting a lot of that crap lately. Normally, I would invite you to the forum, but that has been overrun by, like, backdoor Trojans and other things of that nature. So anyway, hope you've enjoyed. I will be back tomorrow with Insomnia Radio 118, looking at August of 2006. You guys take care. Here is 1986, Mechanical Dreams.
Oh, the minds run wild as a turning.